Hey, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Chris. We're the host of True Believers, a comic book podcast, a weekly show about all things comics.
Welcome to episode 20 of True Believers, where we will be doing a tier ranking list of animated superheroes, air quotes.
This is the best episode we've ever released so far because we are joined by my other best friend, Rachel. Hey, girl.
Hello. Thank you.
Rachel is my baby. That's my girl. And I'm going to stick beside her. So it was Rachel's idea for us to do a tier ranking list. And I came up with the horrible categories. So nobody's allowed to make fun of them because can't nobody beat my ass.
This was, yeah, it's something that we were doing that is not comic books. We specifically went away from comic books for this one, didn't we?
Yeah, some of the cartoons that we chose are adaptations of different comic books, but only like three.
Larry Boy, I didn't know this was on the list.
So, Rachel, would you like to introduce our categories?
Yes. Okay. So our first category, this is equivalent to like S tier, like top of the list.
Top of the top. Okay.
Baddest bitch. All right. So the best of the best go here. All right. We're aware. Number two, I'm a stick beside him. That's like, you know, I love him. I'm here, but I could still end up hating them. They're there. That's like, okay.
It is what it is.
They're okay. They exist. Whatever. And then I beat their ass in a second. That's self-explanatory. You'd see this person and you say, yeah, I'd beat their ass in a second. And finally, we have the death penalty, which, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't like them, it's a death penalty.
Yeah, so all we're doing is these cartoons that Christian and Rachel kind of came up with all of them. And we're just going to put them all in these categories based on how much we love these characters.
And some of the shows had multiple, they were ensemble shows or had multiple really good characters. So we chose three at most characters from any show, which, you know.
Yeah, definitely not a serious episode this time at all.
Okay. We learned our lesson from trying to read that comic book with Alana and giving that demented quiz. This is where we're at now. We're having fun. Fun with friends.
We're having fun. It sounds like a fucking, I don't know. We're having fun.
It sounds like you're about to start slapping yourself in the face like a crazy white man.
Every Monday.
Come on.
You did this. Okay, anyways, I don't know how to start this because I've never done something like this before.
This is your first time? I'll be gentle.
Y'all are my first.
God.
Okay, so numero uno, we got our main man, Ben Tennyson, aka Ben 10.
How are you doing this? I don't know.
I just picked Ben 10 because he's on the corner.
I would rate Ben 10. I'm a stick beside him, you know?
Ooh, so he's not the baddest bitch to you, Rachel?
Not to me.
You know what I actually
And it's because he's still a kid, you know?
But he's not. In Alien Force, he was a whole teenager.
That's still a kid.
But the thing is, they actually did a reboot of Ben 10, which not a lot of people our age know about, but I do because I'm always watching cartoons. And they like made him a kid again. It's like not Ultimate Alien. He's like at alien school or something. I don't know.
So
there was also that live action movie that was really weird.
Listen, I'll stick beside him because that live action movie was not that bad. Y'all gonna lie on my man Ben like that. It gets the people going.
I'm gonna stick beside him. I don't know. I never got into Ben 10 like you guys did. So okay, who's next? Are we doing Cyborg next?
Yeah, so Cyborg, Victor Stone, uh-huh. Man in the Machine.
Straight up baddest bitch, no question.
Yeah,
no
I was going to say, that's baddest bitch material right there.
Okay, period, cool. It is.
That one doesn't even need like an explanation. There's no other category for him to be in.
Period. And do you want to just, let's go another Ben 10 character. I've got Gwen 10.
Gwyneth Tennyson.
Her name is actually Gwendolyn.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even Gwyneth?
Why would it be Gwyneth? Nobody's named Gwyneth.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Paltrow.
She's 40.
Gwyneth Stefani. Actually, don't know if that's Gwyneth what her
name is. Stefani. Damn, well, that's not her name.
I'm going to put her there because I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Wow. I'm going to stick beside you, Gwen, but I understand why y'all would put her in there. Okay, next.
Her name is actually Gwen Renee Stefani. That's not short for anything.
That's annoying. I don't like it when people are named nickname names. Like if people are named Ben or Rob, that annoys me.
We have dragged Gwen Stefani too many times on this podcast.
We find a way to put her in. So we got Kevin 11. His name is actually Kevin Levin.
Isn't I'm going to put death penalty because he's ugly. Okay, I don't like the way enough. He looks. Yeah,
oh, good riddance. Note to the audience. These are the original Ben 10 versions of the characters. These aren't Alien Force. So even if this was Alien Force, I want y'all to know, audience, I would be fighting tooth and nail because Gwen is the baddest bitch.
Where were you going to put him, Rachel?
I also put death penalty just because I agree he looked ugly.
Y'all say he's ugly. Gotta go. Okay. And then so just to keep it to the same show again, our other two lovely teen titans, we've got Rachel Roth, aka Raven.
Baddest bitch.
That's baddest bitch.
Love no right question. There. But straight Rachel's up, only yeah. picking her because her name is
Rachel. We have the same name.
If there's a Rachel in anything, my girl is gonna stick beside her. And then we have, you know, the princess of Tamaran.
I almost wanted to be a smartass and be like death penalty.
Oh, but, the way I'd swing on you. You shouldn't do that while we're side by side.
No, that one's obviously.
I'd put Starfire and I'm gonna stick beside him because she kind of gets on my damn nerves sometimes. I'm
not gonna lie. Rachel's not welcome back. That's what we like.
Episode 20 will be your last. I hope you enjoyed it. It's 2-1, so she's going in baddest bitch, and you are on probation.
All right.
And it's done, Rachel. We'll cut this short.
You're out.
All right.
Okay, so next we have, I don't know, pick a person.
Rachel, who are we doing? Pick a show. We'll go from there.
Well, let's just go down the line, I guess. We'll do number one.
Nigel Uno, okay. From leader of Sector V from Kids Next Door, codename Kids Next Door.
Kids Next Door.
Member of the Galactic KND.
Baddest bitch.
A purr. Can't even lie.
Yeah. I agree with that one.
I'll put him in baddest bitch, but if these things run out of space, I reserve the right to put him in.
If these run out of space, then what do we do? We'll figure it out.
If they run out of space, we have to reorganize.
It's fine. We'll figure it out. We don't know what we're doing. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Neither do I. I've seen this on YouTube. I had one lesson.
Okay, so next is that number three?
Yes, we have Miss Cookie Sanvon.
Number three is obviously baddest bitch too. This one was my favorite hoe.
Period.
Rachel, what is your thoughts?
I agree with you guys.
Baddest bitch. You liked the Rainbow Monkey episodes too, didn't you, Rachel?
Yes, she's my favorite.
No, we're going to the real baddest bitch. My favorite, number five. Yo, Cree Summer used to have me dead with the number five episodes, especially the ones with the candy.
I agree with this one. Yeah, definitely.
Number five had the best side episodes because her thing with Henrietta von Marzipan and the fourth flavor episode where they found the best ice cream flavor ever and the Fountain of Youth. That is bitch, no question.
Nobody remembers the show as well as you do.
I love cartoons, you guys, so.
Okay, Christian, pick one.
Here, it's my boy, Manny Rivera, aka El Tigre.
Rachel, what? You can go first.
See, this is... I didn't watch too much. This was kind of like at the end of my Nickelodeon era, I feel like.
Do you guys want me to just explain the show really quick?
No, that's fine. I'm going off of looks.
Well, no, he's like a...
This boy named Manny Rivera. He's not really a superhero or a villain. His dad is a superhero called White Pantera, and his grandpappy is a super villain called Puma Loco. And he's got the El Tigre belt, which turns him into El Tigre. And so he's trying to decide whether or not he wants to be a superhero or a villain. So he does good and bad things. Like, he usually ends up doing the good thing at the end. But when I tell you, he does all the bad stuff first.
Yeah, they're there.
Damn, y'all gonna do my man Manny like that?
Yeah, I just don't know Manny.
I think I'm gonna stick beside him because he's a kid. You know, he might need some directional help.
He's a kid. We can.
I gotta have his back.
Oh, I was gonna do like second to lowest just because he's a kid, but I'll beat his ass in a second. I was he's a child, so I can't.
You really couldn't though, because his supervillain grandpappy and his superhero dad, they step.
I don't know. I'm sticking with what I said. But you can stick beside him.
I'm going to stick beside him. So Rachel, you choose next. Who are we doing?
Let's do Larry Boy.
Larry, no, the cucumber.
I gotta give it to Larry Boy. I am going to put Larry Boy in Baddest Bitch, dare I say.
You better put that right at the bottom because I beat his ass in a second.
No.
I'm going to stick beside him.
No, that's a joke, honestly. I don't think he belongs in Baddest Bitch. I think he's going to stick beside him. But VeggieTales has given so many kids who were, you know, Christians hours and hours of enjoyment.
This one is VeggieTales, y'all. That's where this one came from.
You know, I used to like, when I was really little, I didn't realize that VeggieTales was like religious.
How?
I don't know. I think I was really young when I first watched it. I mean, like a toddler when I had this mindset. Cause like I was like three, four, 5 years old and the concept of religion just hadn't really stuck yet, I guess. So I was just like, oh, cool. Some talking vegetables dancing around and having some cool, wacky adventures.
Yeah, one of my most vivid memories of VeggieTales was whenever they did like the David and Goliath. Yeah, they had an episode or like a movie about that one. I was like, damn, this shit is intense. Not Bob the Tomato hopping around with his little slingshot. He doesn't even have hands.
Like, yeah, he doesn't have hands. Yes.
Oh my God.
What are you doing?
Yo, so I know you guys aren't like super Christians like I am, but have you guys ever heard of Bible Man?
Mm-hmm.
I have heard of Bible Man. Yes.
Bible Man. People used to act like I was crazy when I would tell them that low-key Bible Man was my shit. Bible Man is basically Batman if he was cloaked in the armor of the Lord.
The armor of the Lord. He had a cross right here.
The breastplate of righteousness, the sword of God. That's not what it's called. But
yeah, that was a thing. I do remember that. Because what was that one Christian store that they had? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, Mardell's.
Yes, they would always play Bible Man at Mardell's whenever I was there because I loved that store because I had a lot of good toys there.
My mom, Mardell's and then the Christian store, whatever, Christian something store. But my mom, you know, she's a teacher. So when I tell you I live in Mardell's sometimes because they sell all that, like, they'll have random classroom stuff, I guess, for Bible Boy.
What is his name?
Bible Man.
Bible Man.
Andrew's Googling it now.
I want to see what his sword was called.
An American Christian themed direct-to-video children's series. It's from the Australian Christian channel. It had 100 episodes.
It's a scripture-quoting superhero teaches children about the good book.
Yeah, okay. Now, if a man dressed like that came up to me as a child, my mom would have him arrested immediately.
Yeah, that's just intense. Oh my God, Larry Boy versus Bible Man. Who would win?
Larry Boy? The fuck is that?
Bible Man has a sword. Question. He would chop Larry Boy up.
Damn, not him. Larry
Boy has like... Larry Boy doesn't need weapons because he's got the power of God.
And anime on his side.
So that makes him 10 times more powerful.
Oh my God, Bible Man has a black sidekick?
Why does he look like the Borg? Oh, I looked up the Bible Man's villains.
Why is he the Joker?
Oh my God, he is.
The six lies of the Fibbler. No, sir. Let's get off.
Yeah,
this.
Let's
the
move
Fibbler.
Oh my God.
This is what it's like growing up in Texas, you guys.
Yeah, this Mardell's.
It is a beautiful store.
I've never been in there before.
Oh, they have one on Hewlin. It is nice.
That's the one where I'd always watch Bible Man.
Yeah. And they still sell it.
I used to live across the street from it.
Oh, man. That store was actually pretty dope for what it is supposed to be giving.
Okay, let's get back. So, the Amdrag, the American Dragon, Jake Long.
Jake Long. Baddest Bitch.
Correct.
Rachel, we were just making sure that you knew what the right thing to say was. Looking at each other like...
Yeah, I was like,
from American Dragon, Jake Long, we have Jake Long, the first American dragon from a long line of dragons. His grandfather is the Chinese dragon.
And
Jake Long is voiced by Dante Bosco, which is really cool.
And this is the show that people shit on a lot because it dramatically went through a
animation
design.
Style change in season two. But I actually like the style change.
So did I. It gets so much flack for it, though. And I'm like, okay, let's do Powerpuff Girls now.
Okay.
Let's go straight there. Blossom.
Baddest Bitch. Actually, no, I think Blossom is kind of boring. The Powerpuff Girls as a whole are the baddest bitches. But Blossom, because she's the leader, like, and she has that she's compelled to be perfect, or she feels like she has to be perfect all the time. I feel like she doesn't get the same level of character development that the other Powerpuff Girls do.
Yeah, I agree.
I see where y'all are coming from, but I want to put her in the baddest bitch category.
So we'll stick beside her.
That's yes, fair. We'll I see where you're coming from.
Okay, now Bubbles, Miss Bubbles Utonium from the Powerpuff Girls.
Straight up baddest bitch.
Baddest bitch to me. I love Bubbles. She's my favorite. And she's played by Tara Strong.
Tara Strong. Miss Benton herself.
Yes.
Miss Dylan Pickles.
Like the mom Benton or Gwyneth Tennyson?
She's Benton.
Oh, she is Benton?
Yeah.
Good for her. She can do anything.
Yeah. You didn't hear this? I think she's Raven too.
She is.
Yeah, she's Raven.
And she's Miss Minutes, y'all.
Yeah, I know that.
That sounded like her.
Oh, she's Miss Minutes?
Yeah, I had to look up because I was tweeting about it, and I was like, who the hell is this clock? It was starting to piss me off because I was like, I know this voice doing this obnoxious Southern accent. It's Tara Strong.
She can do anything. That is one talented lady. Mates.
And if it's not her, it's Cree Summer. And if it's not either of them, it's Hendon Walsh.
Or it's Mae Whitman. Mae Whitman's going to show up too.
She goes, I'm speaking.
Okay, so last one, which is my favorite, which is Buttercup.
Baddest bitch.
No question. No contest.
Actually, I will put her in the baddest bitch category like Blossom, but I think also she's offset a little. I would personally have to put her in. I'm going to stick beside him because she's my favorite Powerpuff Girl, but I feel like because of her hot temper and the way that she's like quickest to anger, I feel like it takes a longer time for her to learn lessons than the other girls. Bubbles, yeah. she does her horrible thing within the first 10 minutes, and then by minute 25, she got this.
That's what I like about Buttercup, though, is she's going to show up, beat Mojo Jojo's ass, and then realize he didn't even commit the crime.
First of all, it's not her. It's that blonde one right there, because Bubbles is the main ass beater. Buttercup just catches all the flack. But Bubbles is going to be the first one to go in and throw them nubs.
Not the nubs. They don't even have hands.
I feel like Blossom would bully me if I were in school.
Blossom was bullying them kids at that elementary school. Remember, she would have her papers all hard and be like, Miss Keen. And you'd be like, girl.
Ugh. You're right. Hello. That makes me want to put her on there now.
That's why she's like, I'm gonna stick beside him. Because of that attitude.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I want to move her down now. She doesn't deserve even, I'm gonna stick beside him.
No, that's why she's not. I'm gonna stick beside him because I disagree, but I'm gonna stick beside you, girl. Okay, so we've got Mermaid Man from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Mermaid Man? Okay.
Young Mermaid Man, not old.
Young Mermaid. Okay, I was gonna see if it's old Mermaid Man, just put him in there because he ain't doing nothing. He ain't doing nothing.
I don't know what made me do that.
I'll put I'm a stick beside him because I don't trust him with my life by any means.
Yeah. But
I can appreciate that he's trying to be a good friend and like protect me, you know.
That's nice.
Even though he don't really have any like powers.
Now with his sidekick, Barnacle Boy, I beat his ass.
I about to say I beat that man on sight.
He was the rudest little old man. Like Mermaid Man at least was just, you know, out of it and sleep, but Barnacle Boy, he had an attitude. I wanted to die, but I would beat that ass.
Yeah, I
would
have put them both there.
I don't want him to die because the Mermaid Man doesn't have a friend, and that's all it is. That's all. You know,
he got the dirty bubble.
Mermaid Man is done with SpongeBob.
I feel like they both hate SpongeBob so much.
Understandable though, like SpongeBob is annoying.
He is pretty annoying, yeah.
Okay, then we got... Who do we got next, Rachel? Come on, chip it.
We'll do Miss Jenny from My Life as a Teenage Robot.
Oh,
Miss
straight
Jenny
up.
Jenny Wakeman, XJ9?
Baddest bitch. Yeah, no question on that one. That one was easy.
I love how we're ranking these. Bad bitch.
All bad bitch. Bad bitch.
Unfairly, we're like, we picked all bad bitches. We should have mixed it up with people who we liked a little bit less.
Let's see. What about this hoe right here? Who is this?
That's Inez from Cyber Chase.
Oh, she can go to... I'm going to beat that ass in a second.
You don't like Inez?
No, she's ugly. No, not that one. This one.
Oh my God. You're talking about the word girl?
Yeah. I'm sticking with
it. Excuse me, y'all. I'm going to have to stop this and beat Andrew's ass.
Before I beat World Girl. She's ugly. Look at her.
She's a child.
She teaches kids how to read, you bastard.
What about the blind kids? They can't hear her. Exactly. See, not her being problematic.
Oh my God. Rachel, you heard Andrew just say that Word Girl is ableist to blind kids, right? Like, you heard that. I'm not alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Andrew sounds like he just wants to beat up all these kids.
Andrew said FTK like 5 years ago. Fuck them and he kids. Meant that shit.
And I stuck with it.
And you know what? I'm going to put her in there. Because I'm not going to let you talk about my baby like that. I'm about to beat on your ass. Anyway, speaking of people whose ass I would beat, Omi from Shaolin Showdown. I beat his ass.
Not you beating kids now.
Yeah, I hit him right in that big old yellow dome. Omi lemon had head. Like a giant
lemon head ass.
I'd beat the shit out of Omi. No, he probably whooped my ass.
That's what I was about to say. That's the problem with him.
It'd be like if I tried to fight Chris Brown. I would swing, but like he's dogging me.
No, ma'am. I'm just going to write this down. I would do that. I fucking hate Omi. But, you know, he's had his place.
Fuck. The only reason why Omi is on here is because the other options were Dojo, who I would put in death penalty, and Clay, who I would also put in death penalty, but also maybe I would just put him in there. And that's the best thing I can say about
him. I would have put him in. I'm going to stick beside him because he's a Texas boy.
You know what? Purr.
Yeah.
And in Texas, we get rowdy. You know what? Whenever it came time for Clay to do a Shaolin Showdown, did he not deliver?
He did.
With time. That stunt.
Rachel, what did you say on Omi? I think we just kind of talked.
Oh, I just said, I never really watched that show. So Rachel. I just went along with you guys. I said I'd be his ass just because he looks like a lemon head ass.
Like one of those little lemon candies.
Yes, lemon heads.
Kids came to life, but was mixed with a lemon head.
Oh my God.
He looks like he would cut off all your hair in the dead of night.
First they're sour.
Ooh.
Then you beat their ass. Sour.
He does not get better. Remember towards the end of the show, whenever he doesn't become
the Grand Dragon or whatever, yeah, whatever Mundo does, and yeah. He was pissed, and he started being a little asshole because he trained his whole life to be the leader, but Raimundo, the one from Brazil, who I'm gonna put in, I'm gonna stick beside him.
Fair enough.
I can't call Raimundo the baddest bitch because Raimundo Pedrosa?
I don't know.
Yeah, but they in Shaolin Showdown, they all have a different element. And Raimundo was the best. What was his element? It was like,
I don't remember off the top of my head. She was fire. I remembered that. I think Clay Kimiko was earth. Fire. Yeah.
Omi was water. Oh, so he's air. He's the wind. Stupid. Yeah. But so he had the wind. And when I tell you Raimundo, he's like a little street kid. And Omi is from the temple. So he felt like he was above everybody else. He would be talking crazy to them. Like they didn't know shit. We're all doing the same training. We all wearing the same uniform. Omi, I don't know who you think you is. Or I don't know what you thought this was or where you lost your mind, but I'm going to help you find it because I beat your ass in a second. And Raimundo, baby, I'm going to stick beside you. But now to our next Jackie. To our next person, Miss Kimiko Tomiko from Shaolin Showdown.
I'm going to stick beside her too.
Yeah, I'm going to stick beside her.
She was my favorite, but...
Actually, no, I'm going to put her in there.
Really?
Because she gave looks, and with the looks, it gave what it was supposed to have gave, but I feel like she did not get enough plot line. We should have threw Wuya in there, because I would have had to give Wuya the death penalty, but she's the best bitch. And Chase Young too. Again, death penalty, but you the baddest bitch. So, Rachel, what's next for you? What you got?
Let's do Invincible.
Okay. Who we got up first? Mr. Mark Grayson?
We got Mark Grayson. And I'm going to be honest, Mark's a fucking badass. So, I'm going to put him in baddest bitch.
Yeah, but I saw him get chumped by his dad, and it became a meme. So, I think I'm just going to have to stick beside him.
That's true.
I didn't watch enough of the show.
But you saw those memes.
I think I'm going to stick beside him, too. Sorry, okay, Rachel.
Because okay. Like, what I really enjoyed about Invincible for the 3 or 4 episodes I watched it, it's not that his body is invincible. It's that he's got an invincible spirit. And I respect that. It was giving secondhand lions. But once I saw your dad, he called your mama a pet and chumped y'all like that. He said, pop, pop, pop. And I'm going to have to stick beside him. Then we got
He gets extra points for his mom being Sandra Oh, though. So.
Ooh. Oh, and he's the hot guy from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, Steven Yeun.
Yeah. So that's why I'm sticking beside him. I'm sticking with
him. We've got Adam Eve. I don't know. To me, she's just kind of there. Like she's just there. She's not really. I don't know. I'm hoping I get to see more of her be a bad bitch in the next season, because so far.
Which one is she? Is she the pink one?
Adam Eve,
pink one, yeah.
I like her outfit, so I would stick beside her.
No, I like her outfit, but I feel like she did not get to talk enough in the episodes that like I was watching. But also, I like her outfit.
Yeah.
I don't know enough of this show, so.
Okay, and then the real MVP of Invincible, Monster Girl, baddest bitch.
She alright.
I'm gonna stick beside her.
Wow, y'all hating on a real bad bitch. Monster Girl is 30, and every time she turns into her monster form, she's in her 30s. Every time she turns into her monster form, she starts getting younger and younger. So she is realistically risking her life, Benjamin Buttoning, to save the world.
Yeah.
Wow, and y'all gonna stick beside her. Fake ass bitches. Anyway.
That's better than there, which is what I was going to give her. But at least she's cute, you know?
She is. She's such a
cute. She does more than Adam Eve. Yeah, she's more than just there. But sometimes I just want to beat her ass in a second. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I just get real annoyed with her sometimes. But I respect it.
I have a controversial opinion to share.
Okay.
Okay, so one of our shows is The Winx Club. And Flora is the prettiest fairy behind Layla, and I'm gonna put her right in there.
Flora
is just there.
Flora's bad as bitch behavior.
She's there to serve looks, and that's it.
They're all there to serve looks. That's what the whole show is about.
But Flora has no storyline, no growth. I mean, maybe in the later seasons once I had, you know, became an adult and stopped watching it, but
I'm sticking with bad as bitch. Did you watch The Winx Club, Rachel?
A little bit, yeah.
Flora is the flower one, and can you please just agree with me that she's there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She is just kind of there.
Y'all are hating on the baddest bitch. This ain't right.
No, let's talk about the real baddest bitch, Tecna.
Straight up lesbian queen, baddest bitch.
I think it's funny how Tecna ends up at the center of the gay agenda, because everybody said that her and her boyfriend Timmy were each other's beer.
They are. Look at her. Just look at her. Nothing about that is straight.
You're telling me straight women couldn't be that cool, technological, and jumpsuiting?
Her powers are literally
the internet.
Just internet. Yeah. That's a lesbian queen right there.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Rachel?
I too agree. I didn't watch much of Winx Club, so I'm not super informed.
Oh, damn. It looks like we're about to run out of space. So people are about to get knocked down. So far, we got Kevin Levin in the death penalty, Barnacle Boy in Omi, and I'm going to beat their ass in a second. We got Gwen Tennyson, the word girl, Kimiko Tomiko, Atomic Eve, or no, Adam Eve, right?
Yeah.
Atomic Eve is a better name. Anyway, Flora from Winx, and there. And I'm going to stick beside him. We got Benson. We got Manny Rivera, El Tigre. We got Larry Boy from VeggieTales. We got Miss Blossom Newtonian. We got Mermaid Man. We got Raimundo from Shaolin Showdown. We got Mark Grayson, Invincible. And we got Monster Girl from Invincible. And in Baddest Bitch, we have almost everybody else. We got Cyborg. We got Raven. We got Starfire. We got Number One, Number Three, Number Five. We got Jake Long, Bubbles, Buttercup. We got Jenny from My Love is Teenage Robot. And we have Miss Tecna from Winx.
I love that we have all the prime numbers.
The fact that I put them in order, 1, 3, 5.
Yeah, and we still have 9.
One, three,
five. Oh my God, you're right. 9. Oh, because of Jenny from My Life as a Teenage Robot. That's funny. Yeah, okay, so far, I kind of on board with the list.
Okay, so what's next, you guys?
This one.
Oh, we're doing Miss Layla, the Princess of Tides from Winx Club. Where are we putting
her? Oh, this is scary because I want to put her as bad as bitch, but look at everybody else that's left. I'm going to just have to stick beside her.
No. I would formally like to change Mr. Jake Long to I'm going to stick beside her, and I'll put Layla Wright up in the top.
Okay.
What are your thoughts, Rachel?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, up next, we got my main man, Crypto the Superdog.
Okay, see, if we had more space, Crypto would have been the baddest bitch. But I'm going to have to put him there because I'm going to stick beside him's getting full too.
I'm going to put him in there, but only because he's going to be played by The Rock in an upcoming animated movie. And you know, I don't really fuck with The Rock, so.
Rachel, how do we feel about Crypto the Superdog?
Yeah, I'd probably go with there.
I love
he's bad as bitch material.
Period.
Like, straight up.
It is.
Rachel?
Rasheel?
Who's next?
Let's do my boy Danny.
He's a phantom.
Okay, Danny Fenton, a.k.a. Danny Phantom, a.k.a. Invisobill.
Invisobill.
Do you remember they kept saying that? They were like, oh my God, Invisobill, help. And he was like, I'm Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom straight up is bad as bitch.
He is.
I got some hate in my heart. I would beat his ass.
You have to leave it in your heart. He's bad as bitch material.
Nah, because him and Valerie were supposed to be together. And then in the last couple episodes, they were like, he gonna be with Sam. I beat his ass.
You can't blame him for shitty writing. That wasn't even shitty writing. They made sense.
It didn't. It's well, he spends the whole... It's like in Avatar The Last Airbender where they kind of make you think it's going to be like Zuko and Katara. They kept having all those parallels. And I was like, this is weird. But I get what that we're going somewhere. And then all of a sudden she's with Aang. I was like, so what was the point of all the parallels? Because they didn't even become really good friends.
That's not equivalent at all.
Yeah,
because you could tell from the very first few episodes that Sam liked him.
It didn't matter. He liked Valerie the whole time.
Yeah, but still, it made sense.
And Valerie was a bad bitch. So you saying Danny can't have a bad bitch?
Are you saying Sam's not a bad bitch?
Yes.
Okay, that's where you're wrong. Okay, so after all this debate, me and Rachel are bad as bitch. You are, I'm gonna beat his ass.
Yep. And I'm gonna put him right and I'm gonna beat his ass.
No, you're gonna put him at there. We'll go equal.
That's fair.
You agree, Rachel?
Yeah, we'll do that. That's good. All right, and then we had Danny Phantom again. except Flum. This time with an I, D-A-N-I Phantom.
The other half of. I forgot to, I left half off of the ridiculous number of names. This He's one. Half ghost, half human, and so is she. We see Danny Phantom with an I and destabilized.
What do you think, Rachel?
I think I'm also going to have to go with there for this.
Just I would beat her ass.
I was thinking there too.
Well, yeah.
No.
Thing as Danny.
No.
Yeah, right?
No, I actually have a legitimate reason because when they first introduced her, remember she's trying to like destabilize Danny's DNA so she can live. But I mean, I get it so she can live, but I hate Vlad Masters and the fact that he made her, I was like, even if she turned it around at the beginning, I still want to get my lick in.
I'm sticking with. Fine. Okay. I guess we can put him on.
Nah.
Beat his ass just because we only have two there.
Nah, I could put her on there. I was serious, but I was joking. Now we got Miss Valerie from Danny Phantom, a.k.a. the Ghost Hunter.
That's tough.
Because on one hand, I want to say bad as a bitch because she is. But on the other hand, it's like she was hunting ghosts the whole time with no clear focus. She was like, Invisobill ruined my life.
Oh man.
But he did it. He was trying to every time he was trying to help her, he was like, I'm still gonna whoop your ass.
Man, I really don't know. Rachel?
I put her in baddest bitch.
All right, let's do it. Cause I was kind of there too. And then I was like,
oh, we got too many bad bitches.
One big room.
Somebody's gonna go.
It's either has to be number one or Jenny.
And it's not going to be Jenny. Nigel, I'm going to stick beside
you. Sorry, dude. No, stick behind you, man.
Okay, so how many do we have left? 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 5 shows left. Okay, so let's go ahead and place our Batman Beyond, Mr. Terry McGinnis. Where are we going to put him?
Fuck.
Because Terry McGinnis is the best bitch. He really walked into the Batcave and was like, I'm going to be the next Batman. When Batman's own kids are still fighting to this day about who's going to be Batman.
Yeah.
He killmongered in there. He said, I want the kill.
That's some bad bitch behavior right there.
But then who do we get rid of on baddest bitch? Because I think he's also baddest bitch behavior. We have too many bad bitches on the list. Look at that.
Okay. We'll do, I don't know. I'm going to stick beside him.
I'm going to have to agree with Rachel on this.
We're going to have to stick beside you, Terry.
I love you, Terry. You're my man.
We'll reconvene at the end. Okay, so we got 4 shows left. Okay, In the baddest bitch category, we have, well, we got Cyborg, Raven, Starfire, Number 3, Number 5, Bubbles, Buttercup, Jenny from My Life as a Teenage Robot. We got Miss Techno. We got Miss Layla, Princess Layla, period. We got Valerie from Danny Phantom. And I'ma stick beside him. We have
Benison Tennyson.
We got LT Gray. We got Larry Boy. We got Blossom. We got Mermaid Man. We got Raimundo from Shaolin Showdown. We got Mark Grayson from Invincible. We got Monster Girl from Invincible. We got Jake Long. We got Nigel Uno. And we have Mr. Terry McGinnis, the Batman Beyond. And there we have
Gwyneth Tennyson.
We got the word girl, Kimiko from Shaolin Showdown. We have Adam Eve, which Atomic Eve is really a better name. We have Flora. We have Crypto the Superdog, Danny Phantom, and Danny Phantom. And I beat their ass in a second. And I do mean that.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Barnacle Boy and Omi from Shaolin Showdown, straight up.
And in the death penalty category, we have Mr. Kevin 11.
What is Kevin 11? What is that?
So he's half alien and half human. And he has the power to like absorb other people's powers, right? And he can absorb like metal and like the different.
Like leech.
Yeah, except he grabbed onto the Omnitrix, which is why he turned into that fucking looking ass monster.
Bro, that's badass.
Yeah, except that he was like 11 years old, and he was mutated for like years, and then finally Ben meets him as a teenager, and somehow they become friends, and somehow he ends up going out with Gwen. Isn't that crazy?
Man, I kind of feel bad putting him in the death penalty, but I mean, look at him.
Listen, 11-year-old Kevin, death to that child.
Okay, Rachel, who is next? What show? What are we doing?
Let's do Cyber Chase.
Okay, going in the Cyber Chase.
Okay, see, if this was the beginning of the list, I would have put them all on Baddest Bitch. But now we can't, so who's first? With? I don't remember any of their names. Matt?
He's there.
Yeah, he's just kind of there.
I would have to beat his ass in a second, because even that list is getting too long. Poor guy, he did nothing wrong. It's just like by default.
Damn, not that being three kids.
No, that's just beating kids. Bah. To be fair, most of these people are kids.
Yeah.
Somebody had to get beat.
Somebody's going to have to get knocked off the baddest bitch because Miss Jackie has got to go.
I would just put her on there. Actually, I would
put that. Yeah, there.
Rachel?
Which one?
Jackie.
From Cyber Chase?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that one.
There. And Inez, unfortunately, Miss Ma'am. You're there too.
This poor little kid did nothing wrong, except I was just like, fuck them kids, and put him in the I'ma beat his ass category.
The fact that he wasn't even the only kid, and we were like, gotta go.
Man, okay, let's do Kim Possible. Rachel, how do you feel about Kim Possible?
Kim Possible.
Kimberly Ann Possible.
I really think I'ma stick beside her.
Okay. Why not the baddest bitch, Rachel?
Well, I would put her there, but we don't have much room, so that's my best.
Yeah, exactly. That means you have to take somebody off the list, though. So who's it gonna be? My personal bet is LT Great.
Damn. But you know what? Yeah, you're right.
There, LT Great.
I would even argue that we should probably knock Raimundo down, too. Actually, Invincible, I kind of want to beat his ass for getting his ass beat by his dad like that. The fact that he named himself Invincible and got dog walked in every episode, it pisses me off.
I'ma say something controversial, and I feel like Mermaid Man needs to go to I'ma beat his ass in a second.
Evil!
Just because I think he's annoying as fuck.
You leave that old man alone.
I was about to ask you, who do you think has to be moved down now, Rachel?
I don't know. I guess we could.
It's a tough decision.
I don't want to move Mermaid Man. He's so nice.
Well, can we move anybody?
Oh my God. I love how none of us so have said cool. Larry Boy.
Yeah, Larry Boy staying. I don't give a fuck.
Larry Boy stays.
Man.
I love how we have I'll beat the ass in a second. Well, except for Matt, I don't see us winning these fights. We'd have to jump Barnacle Boy, but I don't think we could whip Omi's ass unless we kicked him in the back of that fat ass head.
He'd still win. One thing he's going to do is win. Yeah. You see the shit that he got Yeah, he got his ass beat a lot, but he always came back.
I roll his shit like a bowling ball. Just whoop, put
him down. Oh, I don't know. Okay, let's just move on. And we'll have to cross these bridges when we get there.
Okay, so next show. Oh, we're still on
Ron.
Ron, I beat Ron's ass in
a second. I was about to say, I'd beat his ass in a second.
Okay, what's your reasoning? Because I want to hear everybody's reason. I have a definite.
Annoying. And like, I don't know. He just gives me like, where's my hug vibes, you know? Like,
oh my God. You're right.
Like, hey, Kim, where's my hug? Look at my naked mole rat. Like, okay, cool. Fucking weirdo. Like, I don't know.
Fair.
Andrew, what are like, your thoughts? Oh, no, go ahead, Rachel.
If I went to school with a boy, with that boy, and he came to class and he said, look at my naked mole rat, I would book it to the principal's office.
First of all, I would think he was talking about his penis.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be like,
exactly.
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Period. Right.
I like his rat better than I like him.
Same.
Like,
Rufus? Bad bitch. Straight
up. I feel like if we were to check on Ron right now, he would probably be doing some incel-y, like, 4chan shit. You know what
damn,
I mean?
Damn,
like,
not the incel stuff.
Ooh, Lord,
Ron is at least nice.
I feel like as he gets older, that's what's going to happen.
You think he's going to be a 40-year-old incel?
He got rejected too many times.
I feel like he's only nice because he wants that hug from Kim. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes. Incel behavior. He's a white knight.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I agree completely with that. I just hate, you know, that whole monkey storyline he had.
Oh my God, that was mine. Because yeah. You know I hate monkeys.
I hate that storyline. That's why I would have beat his ass in a second. Plus, look how big his hands are. Like, what is he doing with those hands? Monkey business.
No, my thing also is literally both of y'all's things placed together because I hate monkeys. So I didn't like the Monkey Fist storyline. I don't like Monkey Fist, the character. I don't like seeing monkeys and stuff. I don't like monkeys. They freak me out. But when he had that monkey kung fu storyline, I was like, this is dumb as hell. I hated it. I don't like that he ended up mm-hmm. with the ultimate bad bitch, Kim Possible. And also the fact that he was carrying around damn rats. No, I would beat Ron's ass in a second. And let's move
he's
on.
That, oh, I was just saying that he's that guy that's like, why don't girls like any of the nice guys?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Why? What's wrong with me? Why don't girls like me? I'm a nice
guy.
Maybe
because you're carrying around a rat. You freaking weird.
Yeah, you're carrying around a naked mole rat in your pocket, Ron. That's why girls don't want to be with you. Or guys, probably.
Straight nobody. Up.
Well, maybe did you guys see that meme that's like maybe a man hurts every girl he comes into contact with because his true soulmate is a man? Maybe that's Ron.
Okay, but moving on, I want to do Witch because I've never seen the show, but I like all these bitches' outfits.
Okay, so Witch is an acronym. It's all their names together, like, which is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's clever, yes. Honestly.
So we left out Will and Haylin. So we have the middle ones. We've got Irma Lair, the guardian of water, going first. Where are we putting her?
She's got bad bitch attitude, but we don't have bad bitch space. Also, I don't know her. I'm just basing this all off of looks.
So are we sticking beside her? Or is she just there?
Oh, I think she's just there. And I think we'll just have to knock off one of the Dannys.
And it's going to be Danny with the eye, because I beat her ass in a second.
How do you feel about all right, this? All right. Okay.
Yeah, we'll go. We'll beat her ass.
Okay. And then next, we've got our guardian of fire, Miss Tarani Cook.
Straight up, I love this bitch's outfit. Like that hair, that's amazing. And yes. Fire's like the best element, arguably.
It is. So she's going in bad as bitch. So who are we going to knock off, you guys?
Layla from Winx Club.
You want to knock off the Princess of Tides?
Yeah. She ain't do nothing except have cool powers and looks. She had some of the best transformation. Planet. Put her there and move Benison Tennyson down.
To there. But then we got to put somebody else.
Gwyneth Tennyson. What was her name again? I know I just keep calling her Gwyneth.
Gwendolyn. And then we've got our last guardian of the veil, Miss Cornelia Hale, the guardian of Earth. AKA the baddest bitch. But I would whoop her ass.
I was kind of putting it there just because I don't like her skirt.
No, it's so pretty. She has the best look. But Cornelia has a stank ass attitude. Rachel, our last show is Static Shock. Where are you going first? Where are you going?
Let's see. Let's do Virgil. We'll start with Virgil.
Okay, Mr. Virgil Ovid Hawkins, who's named after a very famous Black man, which is an interesting fun fact.
What are you doing, Rachel? Where are we putting Mr. Virgil? There is a correct answer.
AKA Static Shock himself. There is one correct answer, and you better hope you find it.
Well, I would put Baddest Bitch, but again, we don't have that much room in there.
We'll just throw everybody up there, and then once we've got it, we can reorganize.
Okay, well, he's going up there.
That was the correct answer.
Okay. And now our next superhero, since in the Static Shock TV show, instead of, you know, the Big Bang killing everybody, a lot more people got transformed into Bang Babies or metahumans.
I did not like the way you said that.
Well, I mean, it does. Like, if you read the comic book, it's so much different. Like, everybody literally just dies. And that's what, it's not worth getting into. But anyway, so I chose two of the one-off superheroes, not the recurring characters. We've got Soul Power, who is this old man that Virgil meets at a retirement home, and I would beat his ass. But that is my favorite episode. He's one of my favorite side characters. But he is rude and mean. He's a mean little old man.
I was gonna say the exact same thing. He's so fucking rude. He needs his ass beat.
And he was calling him like what, Sparky or something. That's his old sidekick's name. So you're not gonna be playing me out, calling me your sidekick.
He was doing it to be disrespectful.
He was talking crazy to Virgil, and I was like, you think because you old, I won't run these hands, senior sir?
The only thing that's keeping him from being the death penalty is the fact that he is a good person.
Soul Power is that dude. Don't get he backed up all the noise that he talked.
Exactly.
Because when he was clowning on Virgil, he really did jump on the power lines and just shoot him. I thought that was cap.
We're gonna beat a bunch of kids and like women and old men. That's hilarious. Okay, last one.
Okay, we have Mr. Anansi the Spider from Static in Africa, and I think Static Out of Africa. Anyway, Baddest Bitch. Anansi, his storyline in the show, it directly parallels the Anansi stories, like the Ashanti ones. So he's the baddest bitch, just because culturally he is that dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so now in Baddest Bitch, unfortunately, we have two extra people. So we're going to have the sword reversal. We got Cyborg, we got Raven, we got Starfire, number three, number five, Bubbles, Buttercup, Jenny from My Life as a Teenage Robot, we got Miss Techna, we got Valerie from Danny Phantom, we got Virgil, we got Tarani Cook, we have Anansi. Who's getting moved? I'm sorry to say, it's got to be Jenny. She got to go.
That's rough.
And Valerie, she got to go too.
I was going to say Valerie, actually.
I will put Valerie, I'm going to stick beside him, though.
And then we can get rid of
Mermaid Man. I'm beating his ass, his old ass.
All right, all right.
And you know what? Unpopular opinion. Terry McGinnis is the best Batman, but I will beat his ass too because he got a reckless mouth.
But he also backs it up.
You know, it's true. So right. The Soul Power.
Rachel, who needs to go from the Baddest Bitch category?
Let's see. I'm not sure. My dog's crying, y'all. I'm sorry.
Aw. Animal abusing over there.
All right, so my personal thought is kind of, I just don't know.
You know what? Let's start at the bottom, because actually, I want to move El Tigre and I beat his ass. Because him and Frida, they do some foul stuff, and then they walk it back at the end of the episode.
We can do that, so we just got to find
someone. We just got all the kids, and, you know, I want to beat their ass.
Ooh, this is tough. I kind of want to take Bubbles down, but I know he'll yell at me.
No, I can take that. We're just not moving Buttercup. Actually, I kind of want to move Buttercup down.
I like Buttercup more than Bubbles.
Because I'll stick beside her, but she'd be wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I say we move Monster Girl into there.
Okay.
And we move Buttercup into
I'll agree with that one. Monster Girl.
Okay.
Oh my God, we actually finished this.
Okay.
This took a long time to do this. I didn't,
I didn't think it was going to be this fun, but the argument was fun.
I know. I wish we had more time to argue, because I would be sitting here like, and actually, Buttercup.
Maybe we'll do a part two on this someday.
We can, we'll do another one if you want.
We'll just continue off air. I'll be like, and Rachel, here's another thing.
And that's me to you guys. I'll be like, listen, El Tigre. Oh, I guess that's all for this week's episode of True Believers. Rachel, thank you for showing up and for vibing with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and thanks for the idea of doing this, because I had literally never heard of whatever this is called. Yeah, tier ranking. I've never heard of this before. Anyways, so thank you for all of your support. And also check out Wheel of Horror podcast, because I was just on their show and their episode came out today as we're recording.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. So yeah, go check that out. These guys were a lot of fun. And we're also going to, because I love the holiday season. Christian doesn't so much, but I do, so it's fine. But I love the holiday season. So we want to have like fun with everybody listening, all of our followers on Twitter and on Instagram. So we're going to do and Facebook.
So we're please continue to vote in our Christmas poll. We will it's wrapping up this Friday, and obviously we'll see you next Wednesday the 8th, where we kick off the Christmas season with one of the winners of the poll.
Yeah, because yeah, it's going to be fun. We just want your input on what we should be doing for the holiday seasons. Yeah.
So you'll see a list on our social media, and then you guys can vote pretty much anywhere. Just throw your hat in the ring, you know.
Yeah, just throw it in there.
We're available on all major streaming platforms, and if you really like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing with your friends. We really appreciate it. And as always, if you want to leave a suggestion on what we read or watch, you can find and DM us on social media. You can email us or leave a voicemail at 650-761-2629. And you can join our Discord, which, if you like Rachel, she's a member.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yeehaw!